There's a full moon on the rise, and that's what we are here to talk about. 9:35 at KSRO. Stacey James at the producer's desk. I'm Pat Kerrigan, joined in the studio by Steve Smith. He is with the Robert Ferguson Observatory, and Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO and a docent at the observatory. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Is there going to be anything to see Sunday night as far as the lunar eclipse goes?
Absolutely. RFO will be open at 6 o'clock for our public event, and the lunar eclipse starts shortly after that. It looks like the front's going through faster than expected, so the clouds will be clearing, and we're pretty sure we'll be able to see the eclipse Sunday night.
So is it the super blood moon lunar eclipse? Is that the official terminology?
Yeah, they should really come up with something shorter
than that. Yeah.
So it's a super moon because the moon is going to be relatively close to the Earth.
It'll seem big.
So it'll seem bigger. And it's red because only red light passing through the Earth's atmosphere is going to hit the moon. So blue light, green light, yellow light is not going to land on the moon like it normally would to make it look different shades of white and gray. So it's only going to look red. And the Earth will be completely blocking the light from the sun. So that's why we have a total eclipse.
Total eclipse of the moon.
Steve, what time does that start?
Yeah.
It starts about 6:30, 6:40.
So you'll actually be able to see part of the Earth's shadow getting in front of the moon.
Yeah, so when...
Like a bite is taken out.
Exactly. So at
where it
dark...
it looks like Pac-Man.
It does. Yeah. It does. So it's the Earth's... this will be a partial shadow that'll start to creep across the moon's surface. That'll be visible, and then it'll go into full eclipse, and then it kind of does the opposite as it goes out of the full eclipse.
And how long does that process take, Steve?
We'll be in full eclipse, actually, for well over an hour. Which is quite a long time.
And that should happen about what time?
That'll happen roughly about 8 or so.
8 o'clock our
8
time.
O'clock,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And it is a significant event. And you know, we're always so fascinated when something like this occurs. How common is it?
Well, solar eclipses, that we had the solar eclipse a couple of years ago. Solar eclipses are actually more common than lunar eclipses, but they have such a small area on the Earth that they affect that you generally have to be in the right place to see it. But lunar eclipses, because the Earth is able to block more light from the sun than the moon is, lunar eclipses happen less often, but half the Earth gets to see it each time it happens.
Yeah, a bigger audience.
Right. So they're not uncommon, but it's nice to have one coming up Sunday.
Well, we know what effect the full moon can have on the Earth and on the tides and on things like that.
Right.
Does the lunar eclipse have any particular effect on Earth? Aside from being a beautiful event to see?
Well, besides a lot of people drinking during it, that might have an effect.
But, right.
Now we see two moons. That's right.
As far as we know, there's no increase in werewolf sightings.
Okay.
Although that's possible, I suppose. Because it's a supermoon, yes, because the moon is closer during this full moon, we will expect to be having higher tides than usual. So in certain areas, you do have to be a little more aware of flooding possibilities.
What were some of the reasonings behind, you know, in days of old about what the lunar eclipse was all about? Because I know, you know, Native Americans always had, you know, had particular explanations for those kinds of events, et cetera.
Sure. So most of the time, particularly if it's a blood red moon on an eclipse, and especially this one where it's the moon is closer, a lot of cultures thought that the gods were angry that they did something wrong. So there would often be sacrifices. There would be changes in the culture, et cetera, et cetera. There is, in the 1500s, Columbus landed on Jamaica, and they ran out of food, and the Jamaicans stopped feeding them. But Columbus knew that there was going to be an eclipse coming up in a couple days, and he told the native Jamaicans, you need to start feeding us, or else the gods will be angry at you. They didn't get fed. two or three days later,
here comes the
red moon, and the very next day, the Jamaicans got all the food they could, and Columbus got fed.
I bet so.
That was a little bit of obvious exploitation, but it does indicate how cultures felt when they had either lunar or solar eclipse.
Steve, RFO, Robert Ferguson Observatory, mm-hmm. and I have referred to the observatory as one of Sonoma County's biggest kept secrets.
Right.
And of course, you and I coming on the radio from time to time, we're trying to dispel that rumor.
Sure.
But the observatory is full of terrific equipment, number one. Number two, it's at a great site sitting up about 1,000 feet above the surface, above sea level. So you get a little bit clearer shot. And it's a beautiful environment away from city lights and still kind of at a mountainous terrain. And so when the moon comes up over, is it Bald Mountain the moon comes up over?
Little Bald Mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
When that happens, it is an amazing, amazing sight. Sure. So people can watch the eclipse, obviously, from any place that has, you know, visual contact with that part of the sky. But coming up to Robert Ferguson Observatory is a terrific idea because you're going to be there with other lunatics, as we would say. Is Rob Davis going to bring his bagpipes, do you think?
I'll bet we can get him to bring his bagpipes
to the lunar eclipse.
Well, we're going to have to check with Rob. Rob is one of our senior docents, and at each of our docent meetings, he brings his bagpipes.
Yeah.
And he pipes us in, as it is. And many star parties, he's out there piping. Yeah. And it adds a mystical, magical touch. Yeah. And I would bet we could put an email in.
Yeah, and he doesn't need much encouragement to do it.
So tell us what the event at the observatory on Sunday, if you want to go that route.
So head up to Sugarloaf Ridge State Park. It's in Kenwood, so just a little bit south of here. We have three large telescopes that'll be open. The eclipse you can view just naked eye, just looking at it.
Or binoculars are great.
Binoculars are great, and but we'll also have our three large telescopes.
Yep.
So when the eclipse actually happens, what's really cool is you see the moon, but it's really dark. Really dark except for the blood red, and then all of a sudden all the stars pop out.
Oh, I bet they do.
Because the full moon, you can't see anything else because of the glare. So we'll have our three telescopes open. We'll be looking at things other than just the moon. But the really cool thing is Michael right over here is going to be giving presentations in the classroom, teaching all about the eclipse.
We're going to have a gifted orator. We weren't able to find him, so I volunteered. I have a PowerPoint that I've done before out there on nights of the full moon. Many, many times the observatory is not open when the moon is full, but occasionally we'll have a private party. Particularly scouts and youth. And
yeah.
So I always, during the full moon, will do my PowerPoint on the Earth's moon, which is kind of everything that you need to know by either going to Wikipedia or by coming to my talk.
Where you can actually see it happening.
But it will explain to the folks what's going to happen, and it'll explain to the folks a little bit about the moon and some. And I've got some great photographs in there, too, including a couple from my granddaughter, who is a budding astrophysicist that she took actually during the solar eclipse up in Oregon.
Wonderful.
But we're going to be giving a talk out there probably 6:30.
Okay.
And then we'll start the process of the eclipse. And and it's a terrific event if you are a if you're a photographer and you've got a digital SLR camera that you can vary the settings and a tripod, and that's about all you need. Oh, and an extended lens, some sort of a magnification lens. I use...
You mean to the moon, Alice, lens?
Right. I use a 300 millimeter, and I've actually got a 600 millimeter that I might put on it for this for this occasion. But you do have to experiment with the settings. A lot of people think that for astrophotography, you need long lapses of shutter opening. For a moon, that's typically not the case. Matter of fact, the brighter the moon, the shorter the shutter opening you want. But you do want your aperture set, and you want your ISO adjusted. And you'll have to just experiment, because a lunar eclipse, there's all kinds of settings you can use, but the best thing I found is you just, matter of fact, Will Bukoy, our famous Sonoma County photographer, I once said, Will, how do you get those great, what settings do you use? Everything in advanced photography is about the settings, and he says, I just mess around with it until I like it.
Yeah,
and that's what you do.
Yeah, that's art.
In a situation like that. But you do want to bring a tripod, and I'll have my camera out there doing some shots, and I'll have a couple of pair of binoculars that I can loan out to folks, and we'll have other docents, I'm sure, that will be doing the same thing.
And the observatory opens at what time, Steve?
Well, we're actually open during the day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for solar, but it's supposed to be a little cloudy. cloudy. But at 6 p.m. we'll be reopening. And I was just going to follow up on Michael's comment. We have been inundated with emails from people wanting to come up and photograph the eclipse with their own equipment.
Yeah, sure. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's an opportunity for you on Sunday night, the Super Blood Moon Total Lunar Eclipse. There's got to be a better
acronym for that.
Yeah.
We're going to
work on
that. Together.
We'll work on that between now and Sunday.
The Great RFO Eclipse.
Yeah. The Great RFO Eclipse, available Sunday if you want to go up and see it closely and learn some stuff about it.
Come
too.
Out Highway 12 to just before Kenwood from Santa Rosa. Make a left on Adobe Creek.
Yep. Adobe Canyon.
And Adobe Canyon, and you're only about 5 minutes away. Just follow the road right up to the top. And there's parking up there, although on a night like tonight, there could be some parking issues.
On Sunday night,
Sunday night, So you want to
carpool.
Get there early.
Yeah,
exactly.
And carpool. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. Happy lunar eclipse to you.
Thank you, Pat.
That's Steve Smith and Michael O'Shea talking about the big super blood moon lunar eclipse Sunday night. Let's pray for clear skies.